Psalm 45, verse 7 says, Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. Pray that the Lord will continually anoint you with the oil of gladness in Jesus' name. Amen.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Psalm 107, verse 1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Amen. We are thanking God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open up your mouth this afternoon and give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation. Lord, we thank you for the gift that you have given us, the gift of eternal life that we could never have paid for. We are so grateful. We also thank you for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in your presence to pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise for this gift. And we also thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer this afternoon. We give you all the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 11, verse 14 says, Where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Amen. Therefore, we are praying, thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Begin to pray, thanking God for your life. Thank Him for the leadership, preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music Ministry. We thank you for every single person in this ministry. Thank you for preserving everyone. We are so, so grateful for preserving our lives, Lord Jesus. Jesus, thank you for this show of mercy. Thank you for this show of compassion in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you for our very lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful in Jesus' name. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Hallelujah. We are praying, asking God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we have trespassed against God's will. So speak to the Lord right now to forgive you in any way you have gone contrary to his will. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
We are praying, asking that the will of God for your life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of his kingdom agenda for this time will be established in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth, begin to pray that the will of God for your life will come to pass. The will of God for Glow Music will come to pass in the name of Jesus in relation to establishing of his kingdom agenda. Lord, let your will for our lives come to pass. Let your will for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. Oh Lord Jesus, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will for my life be done. Let your will for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. Lord, let it be established. Let your purposes be fulfilled in the name of Jesus, we pray. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. Based on the scripture, we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Pray right now that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of your hands as you serve him. Lord, we pray that you ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we come in service to you, O Lord, according to your word in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9. Lord, make the work of our hands plenteous. Make us plenteous, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the work of our hands. Mano shakataya nene mo setaya nana ma lemano ko shataya nabadaba. Let our work be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Let everything that we put our hands to, Lord, mashoda yarabadaba, bring you glory in the name of Jesus. Let it be fruitful and bring you glory. In the name of Jesus, Rebe Sakatayan Emosha Dadabe, Remano Sakatayan Emenea Sikataya Dadaba, Remano Nomosha Tayanemosa Tayadabadaba. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, O Lord Jesus, as we serve you faithfully in the name of Jesus. Finally, we are praying according to 3 John 1 verse 2, which says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2 verse 24 also says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. We are praying and forcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, for our families, as well as the leadership and the entire membership of this ministry. Begin to pray right now, enforcing God's will of divine health for you and your family and for everyone in Glow Music in the name of Jesus. Lord, we enforce your provision of divine health for us and our families in the name of Jesus. We are going to walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses do not have dominion over us, Lord, because of your provision in the word, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we were healed. That, Lord, you wish above all things that will prosper and be in good health. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that this will be our portion in the name of Jesus. It will be the portion of our families in the name of Jesus, and the leadership and the entire membership of Glow Music in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that we will walk in divine health all the days of our lives in the name of Jesus. Mano shakataya ne me ne me ne me, rabado seketaya ne ne me ne me, rakataya da 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 basha na 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 ne mo se de anta, rebakataya da 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 bo she de 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 be, remako sataya ne ne me ne me. We walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord right now for hearing and answering us according to Israel. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing us. We thank you, Lord, that even your provisions in the word for us, Lord, will be fulfilled in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Kopo yeda wa seera tenya kopo yeda wa se yeda wa se. Oh, where are they?
Today is Anointed Tuesday. We've been studying on how to walk with God, or we're praying on the topic how to walk with God, and under which we've zoomed into walk by the Spirit, where we've been studying on prayer and fasting. So eventually we have dwelt on the secret weapon of fasting, where we've looked at some benefits of fasting. But today we are looking at fasting in relation to vision. Fasting in relation to vision. And so the topic is empower vision through fasting. And this is what we are going to be praying on today. Empower vision through fasting. Now, let's keep in mind that the monthly theme is run with a vision. And it's from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. And so this season, our focus is on running with the vision. Now, fasting plays a key role in the fulfillment of vision. It's quite very critical. As believers, we have learned that Fasting is something that we should be doing on a regular basis. We learned from the priest in scripture, the priest who was praying in the temple, that he would regularly fast twice a day. So fasting is something that we must religiously engage in, but also doing it by revelation. We also looked at strategic fasting and all. But today, as I mentioned, we are looking at fasting with regards to, or in relation to, vision. Now, there are enemies of fasting, which I'm going to call out today, because to be able to succeed with fasting, you need to get rid of these enemies. This is very, very important. In Habakkuk chapter 12, verse 2, the scripture says that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus had to endure the cross. Christianity, we say that when you come to Christ, you experience a total turnaround, yes, but there's a price to pay on everybody's side. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, scripture says that then said Jesus unto his disciples that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So there's a certain aspect of denial where you need to deny yourself of certain things, and there are times that you have to deny yourself of food. As we learned, fasting doesn't change God, but it humbles the soul, where you need to humble your flesh, tune up your soul to be able to get your spirit man, not being lusted against by the flesh, but having the free way to communicate with God as you ought to. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10, it says that correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. So we must not hate reproof, we must embrace correction. There are some of us who have never taken on the habit to fast. I asked one lady the other time, so when was the last time you fasted? She just started smiling. She couldn't recall. And today, God's word is in here to reprove us. We're going to pray for the empowering of the Holy Spirit, but you need a mental overhaul to change your mind towards the concept of fasting and understand that this is something that is very critical and important to your life as a child of God, and for those of us who are music ministers, very important as a minister. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. There are certain things that we've seen Jesus do, like fasting, that even if it has not been written as part of the Ten Commandments, yet you see Jesus make the statement that this kind goeth out by prayer and fasting, not just faith. And so right there, you see that Jesus, the Word of God, the living Word, the author and finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end, when he makes a statement that fasting is critical in certain instances, then we ought to take it very, very seriously. Hallelujah. The first enemy today that we are dealing with is a pair, luxury and gluttony. Luxury and gluttony. Today we'll just touch on the surface and we may likely go further in another session. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16, it says, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. Who are princes? Princes are royalty. Scripture says that we are royal priesthood. So we are kings and priests. We are in the lineage of royalty. And here it says that, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child. And means a king or royalty behaving like a slave. A king acting in ignorance. A king not acting according to kingly rules, but behaving as a child in ignorance. And it continues to say that, and thy princes eat in the morning. I have seen ministers who, regardless of their status or regardless of their call, they choose not to fast. And it's very, very dangerous. It is not every morning that you must eat. It is not every day that you must eat. There are days and there are days. There are days where you ought to put your stomach aside as a royal, as a child of God, as God's royal priesthood, as God's called. There are days that you need to set aside your stomach and fast. Hallelujah. And you may not know, but you see, the warning is to the land that, woe, O land, when their king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. The consequences of your action, you may think that your life is just for you, but people's destinies are connected to you. There are times that you need to put aside food and to fast. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 23, 17 to 21. It says that, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectations shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Gluttony is something that you must never engage in. We've read the scripture where the young prophet disobeyed the commandment of God and went to sit down with the old prophet to eat. And we saw the consequences. He died. It is not everywhere that you must eat. Don't be a glutton that everywhere you eat. Festivals in your hometown, you go, you eat. Strangers that you don't know, you sit down and you are eating with them. Everywhere you are eating. Please, today we have learned about gluttony, that it ends up in poverty. It says drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. We are supposed to walk by revelation and not drowsy. Hallelujah. Before we pray, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, today I want to invite you to give your life to Christ Jesus. He's the Son of God, and he's the only way, the access door to our Father in heaven, creator of heaven and earth, Jesus is. And without him, there's nothing that will exist. So today, just say this short prayer after me in faith, believing in your heart. And after you do so, our Lord Jesus will come and live in your heart by the Holy Spirit and connect you back to our Father in heaven. You may not fully understand some of these things by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. After you accept Christ Jesus through teaching, you will learn about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say these words, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day of salvation. Today I admit that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me on the cross of Calvary, dying and rising up again in victory, all for me. Today I surrender my heart to you. Please come and live in my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior forever and ever. I thank you, my King. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. For everybody else who listened, we are praying right now, asking the Holy Spirit for his grace to overcome every trap of gluttony, every habit of gluttony. Sometimes we start eating, then gets to a point that we can't resist. We are unable to resist. And whenever it becomes so difficult that now we find it difficult to even resist food, then that is another problem that we must deal with. So we are praying that, Lord, help me resist the power of gluttony. Help me overcome any luxurious trap. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Your word has said that, woe unto thee, O land, when thy king is a child and when thy princes eat in the morning. Lord, today by the power of your Spirit, Lord, we ask, Lord, for extra grace. We ask for your help, O Lord, that we will not fall to any trap of gluttony. Every habit of gluttony, Lord, we reject, we reject, we reject, we reject, we reject. Every trap of gluttony, Lord, we reject. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive grace to overcome. Break us, Lord. Break us out of any, Lord, habits of gluttony. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the Spirit, all the discerning spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus, to know when we ought to fast. The grace to fast when we ought to fast. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we will not be, Lord, even kin to our children, Lord, but that we'll walk in revelation, that will walk with wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Kabarababu shebede be ande de ebe ande, rababaya baya ande de ebe kebede be ande de aba, rababaya ande de ebe kabaya ande de aba zande de ebe akaba, ramamaya ande de ebe kabaya ande de ebe. We cry out unto you, O Lord. We cry out unto you, O Lord. We cry out unto you, O Lord. Rama mayando duro boshe bere amayande re abakaba. Raba bayande re bere be akaba yande re be yande re abak. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. As we sing the song of worship, receive grace. As we have prayed, receive grace to overcome every enemy of fasting.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, Jesus.
Gave your life to Christ, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet, God willing, on Thursday at 12 p.m. God bless you.